just blaze. Got him, baby!
And this is RG's podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, on the day that the Pope Mike Francesa comes back to the New York airwaves, your boy RG is back with his encore performance with This is RG's Podcast. Ladies and gents, I want to thank everybody for tuning in last week to my first podcast. I hope you guys liked it. I'm going to keep doing them, and I appreciate all the feedback. I loved it. A lot of it was very funny, so I'm going to try and incorporate that stuff this week. Keep listening. First order of business this week, your New York Yankee baseball team, ladies and gentlemen. Last week, I was RG the optimist. This week, I'm going to change it up a little bit and be RG the pessimist. It's something I got to do, guys. So this is where I stand right now. First order of business, last night we lost to Charlie Morton. Who the hell is Charlie Morton? The guy had 418 strikeouts last night. Mike Stanton career, 9 for 18 against Charlie Morton. Last night, 0 for 4, 3 Ks, pretty sick. And here's a little quote I have for you from Aaron Boone. Trust me, not writing Aaron's name in the lineup is not an easy thing to do. Well, then write his name into the lineup there, Booney. You kidding me? Oh, well, we got into the hotel at 4 a.m. last night. Oh, yeah? Tell Aaron to come down to the federal courts in downtown Brooklyn. He can do federal grand jury every day, and I'll go play right field for the Yankees if he's tired. That's how I feel about that. Next order of business, Sonny Gray. This guy goes, oh, coach, I need a personal catcher. You know what I would do if I was Aaron Boone? I'd say, come over here, Sonny. Take a seat right here in front of me at my desk. You need a personal catcher? Your personal catcher's name is L. Gary. The Kraken. Gary Sanchez. The guy hits the ball 4,000 feet every time he's up. But you need a personal catcher? Your personal catcher's Gary Sanchez. You don't like it? Here's some Delta Sky Miles. Go back to Oakland and pitch in that dump, the Coliseum. You're out of here. Nobody's going to miss you. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Last but not least, my boy Didi. And last week, I love Didi. Don't get me wrong. I love Didi. He's great. He's fantastic. Was just named the player of the week, hitting 4 home runs, batting 357 at 10 RBIs this past week. But you know what, Didi? I got one order of advice for you. One tip you could keep right in your back pocket. No more curtain calls on the road. Don't do it. It's not cute. I don't care if half the stadium is filled with Yankee fans. Don't do it. No more curtain calls on the road. And watch your footwork on the road, bro. Get some better cleats. You keep falling down. It's getting annoying right now. I know you got a great arm, but you can't be falling on the floor anymore. Tie your shoelaces there, Didi. And last but not least, we got Verlander tonight. I know his wife is Kate Upton. Oh, yeah. I'm a big Yankee fan. No, you're not. We're going to kill your husband tonight. What do you think about that, Kate? You guys are donezo. We're taking Verlander tonight. Yankees get back on track. That's my prediction. Yankees beat Verlander tonight. 5-1. Big bomb tonight by my boy Judgy. This is your podcast. All right, ladies and gents, we're back with RG's podcast. Going to move on to some New York football Giants talk. I told all you guys last week, lock it in. The Giants will be drafting Saquon Barkley. Who do they draft? Yeah, that's what I thought. Saquon Barkley with the second pick out of Penn State. Guy's going to be an absolute savage. Going to score a million touchdowns. Love the pick. Absolutely fantastic. Second pick. We drafted somebody by the name of, hold on, Will Hernandez. Will Hernandez with our second pick. He's apparently a hog molly, a.k.a. a huge slob to put on the offensive line. Gettleman loves him. But let's talk about Gettleman real quick. He keeps saying, oh, Rome wasn't built in a day. Nobody cares about Rome. Fix the offensive line, Gettleman. You can take your donut-eating body and you can get on the line. Let Eli stand up on his own two legs there, Gettleman. The rest of the draft, you took defensive tackles. The defensive line is pretty good. You got Snacks and that kid, the other kid last year from Alabama.
Tomlinson, they're fine. You draft like 100 defensive tackles in the draft. Get some more of your quote-unquote hog mollies. Or you can play on the line. Will Hernandez, he's got a real mean streak. He's real mean. Stop saying the word mean streak, by the way. All these people in the NFL, stop saying mean streak. It doesn't mean anything. It's embarrassing. You also said that Ereck Flowers had a mean streak. That guy's soft as wet flowers. He's soft as baby dump. That's what Ereck Flowers is. He's in Miami right now. He's probably taking a shower somewhere on the dirty-ass beaches of South Beach. He had a real mean streak too, right? That guy's a loser. I hope he doesn't come back. But here, real quick, I got a quote for you from Brian Billick. A very respected offensive mind, by the way. Kyle Lauletta may be the best quarterback pick of the draft. I love that. I want Eli to play, but this guy Lauletta is apparently a stud. Charlie Casserly, big-time NFL Network analyst, long-time GM, loves this guy Lauletta. Saying that he fits a lot of people's offenses. He's a great kid and an absolute steal in the fourth round. Gettleman, great job, baby. Lauletta's going to be a dime. Let's get some more offensive tackles, some more huge monsters to put on the line. Stop saying mean streak, though. It's not cute. Gettleman, don't build Rome in a day. Get Eli a line. As many days as it takes you, who cares about Rome? I care about the New York Football Giants. This is RG's podcast. Ladies and gents, listen up right here. You know about April 25th, right? It's the perfect day for a date. It's not too hot, not too cold. All you need to bring is a light jacket. Fantastic movie quote. That's Miss Congeniality. That's Miss Rhode Island right there. So here's a little quote about, not a quote, but here's a little story about my light jacket. This past Sunday was April 29th, a mere 4 days after April 25th. I'm wearing a light, you know, black jacket. New York Football Giant jacket. I've been wearing a little bit since the draft, you know what I mean, to represent the New York Football Giants. So I wear it to this gig I had in Staten Island. The end of the gig happens. I'm loading up all my equipment. And behind me, I hear this girl go, "Oh, you guys did a great job today." So I put the speaker into the car. I turn around and go, "Thank you so much. I appreciate it." And then she looks at me and sees the Giants logo on my jacket and goes, "Ugh, you're a Giants fan? J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets." In my head, I'm like, is this chick kidding me right now? She just goes, "You did a great job." And then she's about to make fun of my Giants and my jacket. I say, "Oh, well, you know what? The draft just happened. I'm wearing it for my squad. I'm representing the Giants." She goes, "I hate the Giants." So very politely, I go to her, "Well, you know, the draft was just the other day. What do you think about the Jets draft pick?" She looks at me and goes, "I have no idea who they drafted." In my head, I go, "Yeah, sick fan you are. Get to stepping, lady. Your Jets, losers." Yo, that's your girl, Katy Perry, right there. She's been killing American Idol. Well, she bet it for $25 million, you know what I mean? But she was dressed up as Snow White this past week for Disney Week with Luke Bryan and your boy Lionel all night long, Richie on her sides. They did Disney Week. Guys, Disney Week did not disappoint. A lot of great jams was sung by these future Idol hopefuls. We were at 10. We had to cut it down to 7. So here's a little recap of what went down with American Idol this week, ladies and gents. Your girl, Maddie Poppy. She's like this quirky girl, and she sang the simple bare necessities from the Jungle Book. Absolutely killed it. She's going on. Your girl, Journey. You know what? I said last week I think she might be a contender. I think I'm off on that. I don't think America is taking her very seriously. She sang that song from Moana. I still haven't seen Moana yet. I want to see that movie. How Far I'll Go. Steph Curry killed that
on James Corden Carpool Karaoke. Journey, not so much. Cade Fainter, this guy's like the rock star with the long hair. He sang The Little Mermaid's Kiss the Girl, but he was like a rock star. He's like, I'm gonna kiss the girl. I didn't really love it because Sebastian the crab kills it in Little Mermaid, but Cade is a absolute stud, so he definitely moved on. Ladies are feeling him. Ada Vox, the Beast, half man, half woman, not exactly sure what she is or he is. It's a man that dresses up as a girl from time to time. He dressed up as a, I don't know what he looked like yesterday, but he was dressed in drag. He sang The Circle of Life. He had this huge wig on. He basically looked like Mufasa. It was gross. He got sent home. Thank God. And Michelle Soucette. You know Michelle Soucette? I kept saying she's from Venezuela. The girl's from Venezuela. Well, you know what? She's probably on a plane back to Venezuela right now because she's absolutely out of here. Gabby Barrett. My wife thought that she was going to win. You know what? She sang Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas. Was not that impressive. She actually might be having an off-screen relationship right now with the rocker that's saying, kiss the girl. Nobody really cares about that. She's saying Colors of the Wind. She survives to see another week. Definitely not her best performance. Michael J. Woodward, a.k.a. Michael Jordan Woodward. You can't ever be called Michael Jordan, so I think that's why he made it Michael J. But he's saying Beauty and the Beast, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. He absolutely killed it. He's very weird, but he has an absolutely great voice. Caleb Lee Hutchinson, I told you last week this guy is a serious contender. He's saying Toy Story's You Got a Friend in Me, but he's got that country twang, so he's more like, you got a friend in me. Guy absolutely killed it. I think he's the competitor to beat. I actually have him as the front runner to win it all right now. Katie Turner. That girl's like a borderline psychopath, but everybody really likes her. She sang Once Upon a Dream from Sleeping Beauty. She absolutely killed it. She also sees another week. Dennis Lorenzo, the guy from Philly and LA. He's got like a bunch of kids with a bunch of different people. They showed that, him with his kids in Disney World. He's saying, can you feel the love tonight? America didn't feel the love. He's getting sent home. So, in recap, Ada Vox, the half man, half woman, the person who dressed in trans, gone. Don't ever wear a Mufasa wig again. It looked awful. Michelle Soucette, she's going back to Venezuela. Peace out. Have fun in Venezuela. And Dennis Lorenzo, can you feel the love tonight? Nobody felt the love. That was American Idol. And this is RG's podcast. So I already talked about one movie, Miss Congeniality. I'm going to talk about another movie right now with this little quote right here. She gets out of the car. She walks around, steps onto the curb, looks down at her boyfriend and goes, I bet the Chinese food is terrible. You know, that is none other than Mona Lisa Vito, a.k.a. Marissa Tomei, in one of the best movies ever made, My Cousin Vinny. She looks down, she goes, I bet the Chinese food is terrible. He looks up and he goes, you always got to be like a tourist. Can you tell there's no Chinese food around here? There's no Chinese food around here? So guys, this next little segment, I want to be talking to you guys about Chinese food. What do you think about that? So there's a little battle going on we got going on right now. We got Uptown East meets West and you got Downtown Canfunk. I know everybody listening to this podcast is always looking for the next best thing in Chinese food. I know you are. You might have tried that place Big Apple, which is next to the post office. You know, it was good. It was all right. It was whatever. I know you guys might have went downtown to like the 90s where that place came with like the old school way to make Chinese food. I walked past that place like 5 times, 0 people in there. I went there with my wife once. It was unbelievable. Every other time we went over to that place, The Rock or whatever over there, and you would pass that place after you bought the car, Elegante or whatever, 0 people in. That place must have been a dump. It's gone. But I know all of you are looking for the next best thing in Chinese food. Because, you know, sometimes you want East meets West. Sometimes you want Canfunk. Each place has better things. But I am coming to you right now with the best dish in all of Rockaway. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not talking about a chicken pot pie, a steak, a burger. I am telling you right now,
If you want the best dish in all of Rockaway, take your talents down the boulevard next to, in the middle of the block. It's in the middle of where the Tap and Grill used to be and Wits End. Right in the middle, there's a Chinese place. It's called Zing Zing, a.k.a. Zinger Zing, named after my boy Porzingis. This place is an absolute dump. I am not debating that. This place is an absolute dump. But, and this is a big but right here, ladies and gentlemen, if you go there and order the boneless spare ribs with extra barbecue sauce and white rice, I am not lying to you. It is the best dish in all of the peninsula. It is unbelievable how good it is. You also need to ask for a side of their house mustard. This will give a nice little zinger zing on top of your zing zing food. It'll clear your sinuses, this mustard. You add that to the boneless spare ribs, extra barbecue sauce with white rice. It's the best dish in Rockaway. After you eat it, you can all call me and text me and thank me for how good it is. I bet the Chinese food is terrible. Mona Lisa Vito may have said that, but RG is telling you that this Chinese dish is so far from terrible, it is amazing. This is RG's podcast. All right, ladies and gents, boys and girls, children of all ages, we are back with RG Trivia. Like I told you last week, I am a part of DJs at Work, and every week the DJ Trivia team submit questions. The company picks the best ones, and we use those for our weekly trivia contest. Our contests are the best, so I encourage all of you guys to come out for our trivia nights. But here are the two questions I submitted, guys, on the theme, it's all happening at the farm, farm animals and farm systems. That is a theme this week, guys. So if you've ever been to a farm, or if you've been to Farming Dale, or Farming This, or Farming That, listen up, ladies and gents. My first question. Funny Farm is a 1988 American comedy film starring Chevy Chase. The film is based on a former sports writer and his wife who moved to a small farm in Vermont so that Andy can focus on writing a novel. During many scenes in the film, Chevy Chase's character Andy can be seen wearing a very specific hat. What Major League Baseball cap does Chevy Chase sport in this film? Like I told you before, they moved to Vermont, so you got to think a team in the Northeast. Well, Chevy Chase was unfortunately rocking the New York Metropolitan baseball hat, that squad in Flushing. What a loser for wearing that hat. All right, moving along to question number two. According to KidSongs.com, Old MacDonald had a farm. Has very particular lyrics. The lyrics start as follows. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on his farm he had a cow. So that's how the lyrics start, guys. He had a cow. The next verse says that he has a pig, and the following verse says that he has a duck. So besides a cow, pig, and duck, what three other animals does Old MacDonald have on his farm, according to KidSongs.com? Well, Old MacDonald had a cow, he had a pig and a duck, the three that we need for you to answer. He also had a horse with a nay-nay here and a nay-nay there. He also had a lamb with a ba-ba here and a ba-ba there. And he also had chickens with a cluck here and a cluck-cluck there. So that's my trivia, guys. Old MacDonald had a horse, a lamb, and chickens. That's RG Trivia this week, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. RG Trivia, guys. Holla! All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you so much for tuning in to RG's second podcast. Loved having you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I enjoyed myself. I'll be back next week. One of my main topics I already have planned out. I'm going to be talking about movies where I think that the sequel is better than the original. Guys, I love you. Keep listening. This is RG's podcast. Peace.